Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Dev Radio. My name is Ryan Joy and I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft based in Austin, Texas. And today I have with me Dan Wilson, a local developer here that I'd like to introduce. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
So we wanted to talk a little bit today about you and your work with Windows 8. So go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay. Well, certainly. I am in Austin, and I have been doing web development for the last about 10 years now. That's varied from all the way full stack, back before it was called full stack, doing Java development in the background, doing CSS, JavaScript in the front, and slowly transitioned into more of a front-end engineer, focusing on JavaScript, single-page applications, things that really highlight what JavaScript can do. And definitely in the last few years, that's also taken a form of a lot of responsive web design and making sure that everything that we do works on as many devices as it can. And then the next step on that train was getting into Windows 8 development, kind of building off that JavaScript single page app feel and taking advantage of the native development in Windows 8 with WinJS and JavaScript.
Right. So you actually came to one of the early Windows 8 workshops we held
right.
in Austin. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been working on since then?
Sure. So, I did one of those, I guess it was right before Windows 8 was officially released, or right after. And I had been working on a project at my office for a large health company working on a Windows 8 project. And, of course, this was before Windows 8 was released. We were working with the initial versions, the pre-release versions, and there wasn't a lot of documentation, or at least we didn't know where to find it. And so we were several of us were just tucked away, just working on what we could. So that project had been going on for a couple months at the time that I did that developer workshop, and been continuing on that project since then. So been over a year now on that large health application. And then beyond that, I've also been working on a few of my own apps that are much smaller scale. One that's a little helping you find local beers,
nice.
And breweries, which a few of my friends enjoy. And
hold on, how can I find that app?
That's an app called Local on Tap.
Excellent. I'll add it to my list.
Yeah, it's available now on the Windows Store. And then I also have a math app that kind of helps people learn how to do mental math. That one's less popular with my friends, but some people like it. I do. I like math. That one's called Adept Mental Math. I have one more app that I just put out a couple weeks ago. That's my first attempt at a game, a little puzzle game, and that one's called Path to Palindromes, continuing on my math-related number train of thought that I have in my other apps.
Excellent. So given that your background is in web development and you've been doing a lot of single-page application work, is it safe to assume that these are HTML5 JavaScript applications?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And can you tell me a little bit about, I guess, working with kind of those kind of single-page applications or that kind of you know, using web technologies to build these apps in the Windows environment.
Right. So I guess right before I got into the Windows 8 projects, I was really getting into a lot of the MVC frameworks that are available in JavaScript, Backbone. Mm-hmm. And then, I'd looked into a few others like Angular and Lavaca, and I'm trying to wrap my head around that. Coming from a Java background, I understood a lot of those concepts. I just had never done them in JavaScript. So I started using those tools, became familiar with those, and those are, you'll see a lot of people who work with those. Going kind of once you have an understanding of, using Ajax or similar technologies that pull in pieces of a page, it plays in well with how the Windows development with HTML and mm-hmm. JavaScript works. And it was actually a very, very small learning curve to make that transition.
Okay, excellent. So now you've actually recently had a workshop proposal picked up for the South by Southwest conference here in Austin. Yes. Congrats on that. That's a great achievement. So definitely a little bit of jealousy here. But can you kind of tell me a little bit about what you'll be talking about, what you'll be training on, those types of things?
Right. And so my talk is going to be called Taking the Responsive Web to Windows 8. Taking some buzzwords, I guess, but I think they're important buzzwords. And so what kind of the things that we've learned as we've become Windows 8 developers in the last year and a half, and this is the team that I've been leading for a majority of that time, we've come to, we've taken a few different approaches in how we develop, and a few of those were very much strictly this is how Microsoft is recommending it be done. Mm-hmm. And, we have, before Windows 8.1, it was, we had four views that we had, our snap view, our filled view, our full landscape, and our full portrait. And we were just going to focus on that. And then 8.1 came out, and they're like, hey, we're going to mix it up and give you multiple snap views and make it fluid. Yep. And that, that's one of those things that we were like, well, we kind of thought that maybe we should have done it in a fluid way. We kind of supported everything, but we weren't really sure. I don't know. It wasn't the best practice at the time. And so we went down one path, and then we had to, of course, backtrack and kind of rethink everything. And at that point, we were like, well, let's just do this in how we approach our other web projects. And that's a more responsive project, which just means it's going to be more fluid. We're going to be using less pixels and more percentages.
Okay.
And get content that might have been a fixed size on the screen. Now it's going to fill more of the screen and adjust. These are the things that we've learned, and we've kind of taken a lot of these approaches that we do in our responsive web projects, and it's more of a this workshop at South by Southwest is going to be how do we take what we've learned in web development in this more modern web development and apply it to everything that's in Windows 8, taking into consideration the different device sizes, snap views, mm-hmm. and orientations. I mean, we've got devices here in Windows 8 that range from 8-inch tablets to an all-in-one 27-inch.
Or one of those 80-inch touch tablet or touch devices that that they have at the Microsoft campuses.
Right, and that I've seen at a few conferences demoing the huge apps up there. So
exactly.
Those are they may be less common, but they are out there. And how do we support all of those at the same time? And in the same regard, a lot of a few years ago, and this is a practice that I'm glad is it's not happening as much anymore. People are starting to see the change, and I think a lot of that has to do with what Windows 8 has provided. Is that we used to think that as a community in the web world, that small screen meant touch, mm-hmm. And big screen meant not touch.
Yep. One of the things I like to tell developers is that, you know, we've left a period where you could be relatively safe making assumptions, and
right.
you know, that was a kind of an anomalous period. We're in a space where you can't make any of those assumptions about how people will interact with your content, the size of the device, the input methods. Really have to code defensively and proactively to create the best user experience.
Right, and you know that's exciting to me, and I'm glad we're at that place. And but it does take, you have to think about it, and it's a different form of thinking. It's no longer one form of it's no longer one piece. One feature will make you assume that another feature exists.
Right,
you
right,
know,
right.
Like small screen means touch. It's now you need to know everything, and people are going to use it in whatever way they can. And
exactly.
Yeah.
So for those of us who can't make it to your workshop, any sneak peeks or any key takeaways that you want to share with us?
Yeah. One thing, I guess, I will be posting a sample project that we'll be working through in the workshop that I'm currently developing right now.
Okay.
To kind of showcase all of the different examples that we've been working through in my personal development and here at my office. And one of the main things that I'm going to be talking about is along the lines of what we were just saying, and how we have to support multiple input types. So how do you support touch, stylus, pen, mouse, keyboard, all of these at the same time? And one of my favorite things about IE 10 and above are the pointer events.
Mm-hmm.
Which before that came out, what we were used to is you've got kind of event handlers that handle your mouse events, and you've got event handlers that handle your touch events. And the touch events weren't ever really standardized. And so pointer events tries to abstract all that out, and if it's something that points, use this. And so one of the key points that we'll be talking about in my workshop is how to use these pointer events, because they are still new. I don't remember where they are in the W3C recommendation stage.
They're currently in a draft status, and there have been patches submitted to WebKit and to, I believe, also to Mozilla Firefox.
Right.
But, currently not yet in the Canaries.
Right. So they're getting there.
Definitely.
They're on that path, and there's a lot going on there. There's a lot of things that are similar to how touch events work. There's a lot of things that are similar to how mouse events work. But it's really wrapping your head around how that works.
Yep.
Again, you know, that's not exactly tied to responsive work, but it is. Responsive is kind of a small thing, and there's a lot of offshoots off of that now.
Yep.
And it's really, how do we make our devices, or how do we make our apps, our websites, whatever we're working on, work in all of the in our multi-device world with our multi inputs and everything that's available. So there's going to be a lot of things in there, and there's technically speaking, I'm also going to get into a lot of the Windows specific gestures and kind of
okay.
how to abstract those out with pointer events. And in some cases they may not be useful, like something that's how do you create something like a semantic zoom
mm-hmm.
Without using the semantic zoom object. You know, something that's not really needed to use in an app, but it's going to help clarify how pointer events work and how they tie in with the CSS animations to give that semantic zoom feel. That's the kind of stuff that we're going to be talking about. I'll be posting on GitHub my sample project, and that's going to kind of step through all of these different cases and really highlight how all of this works together to create a solid experience for users.
Okay, cool. And do you know, for those of us who will be at South by Southwest, do you know which day you'll be speaking?
Yes, it is March 7th, which I believe is the first day.
Yep, I think that's right.
And cool. it is a workshop, which means you have to sign up in advance, which I do have the URL for that as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think what we'll do is we'll make sure that we have those URLs posted in the description below the video here for both the GitHub project as well as the workshop link to South by Southwest.
Great.
Awesome. So last question, this one's kind of a softball one, but anything you're excited about, you know, coming up technology-wise, Windows-wise, web, what's on your radar?
Well, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in all of those, and there's a lot going on in the community in Austin, which is great. All sorts of user groups that I'm starting to get more involved with and learning. So some of the things that I'm getting excited about are using JavaScript in more ways than just in the browser. So, you know, Windows 8 has filled that. Also starting to do more Node.js work, doing Node on the JavaScript on the server side. Yeah, those are some of the things that I'm looking into. I've got several more app ideas in my head. A lot of them bigger than I have time for.
Yep.
Cool. I'm always keeping busy with them.
Yep. What I heard was JavaScript, all the things, which I am all about. So, yep. Awesome. So, lastly, where can folks go to learn more, connect with you? You know, Twitter, your blog, things like that.
Yeah. Most places I'm Dan C. Wilson, so on Twitter and on most places like that. The notable exceptions to that are my main website, which has information about my projects and a blog, among a few other things. That's DanielCWilson.com, and my GitHub is Dan Wilson, where I have a few web-related repos and some Windows projects that I'm starting to get in there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dan, for chatting with me on this episode of Dev Radio.
Thanks very much for having me.
Absolutely. And for anyone interested, everyone watching, you can find me on Twitter at ATXRyan or come to any local Austin Tech event and I'll see you there. Thanks again, everybody. Bye-bye.